With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An American man abducted more than 2 years ago while visiting Afghanistan as a tourist has been released by the Taliban. The State Department says George Glesman was freed under a deal worked out by U.S. and Qatari negotiators. The Justice Department plays hardball with a federal district judge over the administration's deportation policy.
The DOJ is resisting a federal judge's demand for more information about flights that took deportees to El Salvador over the weekend. It argues that the court is intruding in the executive branch's authority. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
We have judges who are acting as partisan activists from the bench.
The administration has until noon today to either provide the requested information or to make a claim that it must be withheld because it would harm state secrets. Greg Clugston, The White House.
An executive order to be signed later today by President Trump could set the stage for a constitutional showdown. The order abolishes the congressionally created Department of Education. Also at SRNNews.com, the power of prayer on full display in the Oval Office, with clergy members visiting the president the other day.
The White House posted an image of the leaders gathered in prayer around President Trump as he sat at his desk. In February, President Trump signed an executive order to establish the White House Faith Office as part of the Domestic Policy Council. The order states the new office will consult with faith leaders on various topics, including defending religious liberty.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Used home sales rose 4.2% last month from January. That, according to the National Association of Realtors, however, sales fell 1.2% compared with February of last year. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 229 points, NASDAQ ahead 125. This is SRN News. Is your newborn baby gay?
That is actually one of the questions being put to mothers at hospitals and health facilities across New Jersey under a new law passed by the Democratic majority legislature. Republican State Senator Holly Schapisi has put one of the medical questionnaires up on Facebook. One question asks mothers to identify whether their infant is, quote, male, female, transgender, or genderqueer. Another question asks which gender a baby was, quote, assigned at birth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A three-judge panel of the 10th District Court of Appeals has ruled that Ohio's ban on sex change operations for children is unconstitutional. The state vows to appeal. The law bans counseling, surgery, and hormone therapy to help anyone under 18 live as the opposite sex. The appeals panel ruled that the ban is unlawful because it targets only patients seeking sex change operations and exceeds the state's power to override the wishes of parents. SRN News. In Texas, the race is on.
Former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards announced her bid for Congress on Wednesday to fill the seat vacated after the death of Representative Sylvester Turner, saying the Democratic Party needs a different approach that is, quote, responsive to the moment. Edwards made two unsuccessful attempts to secure the seat last year, competing in the 2024 Democratic primary against Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, who served as the district's representative from 1995 until her death last year. Though Jackson Lee won, she died before the general election, reopening the party's nomination process. Edwards finished second in the contest to Turner, the former mayor of Houston. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Social Security Administration's plan to require in-person ID checks for millions of new and existing recipients has drawn the ire of lawmakers, advocacy groups, and program recipients concerned that the government is throwing up barriers for people looking to access their benefits. The Trump administration says it's necessary to fight fraud and abuse. More details at SRNNews.com.